Tom Karkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast, going to be partly cloudy, a little precipitation this morning. Colder today, high only around 40. Kenosha at this hour is at 35 degrees. It is 34 in Burlington. Milwaukee 34, 36 degrees in Racine. Spring officially arrives Sunday. Did you know that? The weather right now kind of going through a roller coaster period, though. Temperatures up and then temperatures down.
Tonight's going down just below freezing. It won't get past the mid-30s tomorrow and then the upper 30s on Sunday. Now, there will be some temperature recovery next week, and it looks like the middle of the week we're going to be near the boundary between cold air to the north and warm air to the south again, and we may actually alternate back and forth between days that are quite promising springtime-wise. For example, next Tuesday, maybe in the 50s. Then 2 days later, Thursday, it may stay in the 30s.
Abrams indicating, Elliot Abrams from AccuWeather, noting that on the horizon, really nothing in terms of any steady warmer temperatures, but he also points out it's only still March. The death of a Racine man almost a year ago in Mount Pleasant after a 24-hour manhunt that started the day before with the result of Santavia Silas taking his own life. That, according to information presented by the State Department of Criminal Investigation and reviewed by Racine County District Attorney Rich Schipetti. Silas tracked by Racine police to the 5300 block of Taylor Avenue the day after abducting his girlfriend from a rehab facility in the town of Dover, driving to Union Grove where he shot at a sheriff's deputy and then escaped on foot despite a major manhunt. Schipetti concluding that Silas was not in custody at the time. He died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound and that, quote, law enforcement followed all the appropriate protocol in handling this dangerous event, unquote. LaShonda Lang, Silas's mother, tells the Journal Times, though, this investigation should not have taken just 11 months to complete for a suicide. A Kenosha County jury has acquitted a Racine chiropractor on sexual assault allegations. 59-year-old Jeffrey Hall was on trial this week, accused of inappropriately touching the teenage daughter of someone he knew. It was during a massage outside of his office, November of 2012. Conviction could have meant up to 25 years in prison. Ironically, Hall had a deferred prosecution agreement to a reduced sexual assault charge rejected by a judge last year. That's what led to this week's trial and the acquittal on the felony allegation. Racine Kenosha County Senator Van Wongard vowing to keep fighting for passage of a bill named after a girl from Burlington who died at the age of 7 from a seizure disorder and for which CBD oil containing just a small amount of marijuana would be legal to obtain without a prescription. That's under the legislation that was denied consideration by state Senate leadership.
And we have to get people educated as to the pros and cons of things. Too, Colorado legalized marijuana out in Colorado, and I've talked to a lot of people, and they think that was the worst thing that ever happened on both sides of the aisle from how it was done. So I think there has to be a process to whatever we do. And like I said, I'm not against doing the clinical trials, but if it's been done in other states, I think we can accept those trials as being a basis for what we're doing, too.
Says Wongard, if it takes a little longer to do okay, but we need to have the discussion. Former Badgers running back and NFL player Monte Ball facing domestic battery charges reference a 2014 incident. A 25-year-old Ball arrested in February on accusations of physical violence toward his girlfriend at a Madison hotel to which he admitted he pushed her. This new criminal complaint says that a woman, previously in a relationship with Ball for about a year, said in June of 2014 Ball threw a phone at her at a Madison hotel room, striking her in the face. She also claims he grabbed her around the neck and lifted her off her feet. Ball to be in court on Monday. One-time Badgers star basketball player, now Cleveland make that Virginia Cavaliers head coach Tony Bennett, says dehydration caused him to collapse during his team's first-round victory in the NCAA tournament.
Just been a little under the weather the last couple of days, and I think I was a bit dehydrated. And then when you're squatting down and you get up quick, grayed out or blacked out a little bit, I was saying something to London. I had more Powerade than I've ever had in my life right now, so I'm hopefully hydrated well.
Bennett went into the locker room, came back for the second half, no problems. Today in the tournament, Wisconsin against Pittsburgh, and it's UW Green Bay playing Texas A&M. You may have heard UWM's athletic director fired basketball coach Rob Jeter after 11 seasons. Amanda Braun taking heat during a press conference from Milwaukee Senator Lena Taylor, who also ripped the school for not having many minorities in leadership positions in its athletic department. Oh, and the design drawings for the new Bucks Arena came out yesterday, and the reaction, well, terrific to terrible. Take your pick. Some liken the proposal to a giant taco or a spaceship about to take off, even a beer barrel. Someone even suggested it looks like Donald Trump's rollover hairstyle. No color scheme controversy this time around with remodeling proposed for the Dairy Queen building on Washington Avenue near Oaks Road in Mount Pleasant, though the lingering memory of that debacle a few years back and standards, well, it's still kind of evident in the community. The Village Plan Commission heard from Development Director Logan Martin about the new DQ franchise aesthetic with the remodeling and how it will be a little less patriotic. A reference to the red, white, and blue controversy from the years gone by.
The project includes removal of the existing atrium on the front of the store, replacing it with a new dining area and a small addition. The expansion would carry the roofline of the existing facility and extend closer to Washington Avenue than the current facility does.
Commission Chair Davis Driver apparently couldn't resist referencing the past color scheme problems for the site in a discussion about that proposal.
No questions? Looks John, like any questions or concerns about the colors?
I wasn't on the board at that time. You were.
The site plan amendment is to allow for remodeling of the DQ on the Washington Avenue side, including the franchise color, supported unanimously. Racine Unified School District and the group Community Partners teaming up to provide freshmen the chance to explore 84 different careers of 43 employers in and around the Racine community. It'll be the inaugural See Your Future Expo next Tuesday, March 22nd at Festival Hall. Freshman students are going to be learning about the skills, experience, and education that employees have in their current roles, along with the services and the products they provide for their employer. The students will attend the event with their high school, as well as teachers, counselors, and administrators. 84 employees will be positioned at three different career zones representing a number of different occupations. Longtime Kenosha County District Attorney Bob Zaff has announced he'll retire, opting not to run for re-election in the fall. Zaff has been the county's top attorney for a total of 18 years, first time around from 1980 through 88, then he was back in with an election win in 2006. He's 69 years old, says that while his time as district attorney will come to an end, he's not hanging up his law license and he is not running for any other public office. And one of the many bills signed into law this week by Governor Walker amends the previously approved voter ID law to also allow veterans' ID cards for voting just in time for the April 5th election. State Government Accountability Board's Reed Magny says it's going to simplify the voting for many veterans, especially older ones.
Think of an older veteran who no longer drives. He's allowed his driver license to expire many years ago, but he still has his veteran's ID card that he uses when he gets health care at the VA clinic or the hospital. He can use that now instead of having to, for example, get a state ID card.
There are two styles of the veteran's ID cards. Both will be accepted at the polls. Everybody else, of course, is going to have a valid photo ID to vote on April the 5th. WRJN Newscast, they are in podcast form on our webpage. Go to WRJN.com, look in the local news section. At WRJN News is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karkel, AM 1400 WRJN News.